Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are joined today by Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to see you. I took your advice. I've planted a butterfly garden in the box, and by golly, I've got butterflies in the yard.
I love that.
Me too. And bees, butterflies, bees, they're all out there doing their thing, which is really nice to see. So following your advice on that worked out quite well, and you've got more for us today.
I do. So today I'm going to give some of our updates and some of the common questions we get this time of year with vegetable garden topics. So now that the garden season is in full swing, here are some of the tips to help us with the gardens. The first tip is mulching tomatoes. Tomatoes perform best with regulated soil moisture. Adding mulch will provide several benefits, which include maintaining moisture level, suppressing the weeds, and helps moderate soil temperatures. A crusty soil surface restricts airflow and inhibits water aspiration. Straw mulch is the most common choice for tomatoes. If possible, avoid using hay because weed seeds may be introduced into the garden, which you'll fight later on. Lastly, a dry, thin layer of 2 to 3 inches of grass clippings around the tomato base is another great and cheap way to protect tomatoes. Make sure that the lawn has not been treated with a herbicide recently before spreading that on your garden. Another tip is with onion development. As the onion bulbs develop, they will emerge from the soil. Do not add or mound dirt around or over the bulbs. Regular weeding is necessary to protect onions from competition of nutrients with the weeds, and do not begin to cut the stalks back when they start to turn brown and fall over. This is a sign that the onions are getting ready to harvest, so by removing them, it kind of messes with your and their ways to get ready to be harvested. Staggering your sweet corn plants is another tip. Fresh sweet corn only lasts for a few days, so you may need to repeat planting to stagger the harvest date, and this can spread throughout the summer months then. Now that we are fully into June, it is a great time to plant your winter squashes if you haven't already, along with your pumpkins so they have enough time to mature in the cooler fall temperatures that will be upon us. And lastly, rabbits seem to be a problem in the garden this year. Some vegetables they are attracted to are your tomatoes, potatoes, corn, squash, cucumber, and peppers. You may start to notice that the tops are being chewed off, and that usually is a sign of rabbits. Building a movable fence made of wood and hardware cloth can help keep rabbits out of the garden. Or a motion-activated sprinkler is another great way to keep rabbits away from the garden. So now that we're here, let's enjoy it. And I'm sure everybody knows with these hot temperatures, just to check your plants and make sure everything is watered well.
Definitely make sure things are watered well, especially birds. Have a bird bath out there.
Yes. Clean it regularly if you can.
Yes, clean it regularly. That is also important. All the grass clippings and other things floating around in there, they don't want to drink it any more than you would. Thinking about planting things, you mentioned winter squash and a few others. Now that I've got a new bathtub, the old bathtub is out in the yard to be scraped and cleaned up and everything, and will be turned into a giant planter. Now, I'm thinking of stuff that likes to spread, like mint and blackberries and things. What are some fall things that I can plant in there now that I'll be able to enjoy later?
So some of the great ones, if you like the taste of almond, there's a little winter squash called Honey Boats. They're great just to bake and put some butter on top. Speaking of butter, your butternut squashes are another good one. Your little acorns are another great one. So there's just some that, you know, you can put down in your basement where they're cool but yet dry and pull them out during the winter months.
Okay, that sounds good. And I do like squash, especially, like you said, baked with a little butter on them. There's a bunch of good ones for that. Okay, well, thanks a bunch, and we look forward to talking to you some more about what we can do out in the yard to keep it nice and make it fun.
Thank you.
Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.